morning, Carlo, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam.
For quite some time, I've been actually looking forward to talk to you because you work in specific area, as it's area of our body and area of education, right?
Completely.
You are a circus person, which is kind of sounds a little bit unusual, but it's not that. So what do you do?
I try to help the children to bring more consciousness inside their body.
Mm-hmm.
By doing the circus is actually just a support, but mm-hmm. the real work is behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Oroville, with our yoga, it came naturally inside me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't plan that 20 years ago, but it came.
Mm-hmm.
It came because Oroville bring me that perhaps, or mother helped me to bring that inside the consciousness of the children now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is it came like that, like this, quoi. It was my call. Also, what can I do for helping to change a bit the way of the human is growing, is evolving. And by working with the children, you already work with them when they are small.
Mm-hmm.
Donc it's already very young, something that they develop
mm-hmm.
younger. They don't wait 20 or 30 years like some people start to do yoga at 30 years. No.
Mm-hmm.
Each class we are doing at least 40 minutes of stretching yoga.
Mm-hmm.
That they are really centered in their body, in alignment, and at this moment we start really the circus. Donc this is a preparation. Some children, they were a bit reticent, I don't know. They don't like so much, if I can say, in the beginning, but we do it like a game, like fun.
Oh, they're resisting.
They resist because yoga stretching is not the more pleasant in this part. But I also explain them that this is to prepare our body and our mind to be concentrated when we do any activity who can be dangerous. Like going in the silk, in the air, or in the trapeze. You need to be centered. No choice. You can.
Mm-hmm.
You have your life in your hand.
Literally.
A bit. Oui, when we have.
You're hanging up.
The roof is quite high now. We make a new roof, 10 meters. Donc when the children climb, there is always safety mattress. I'm very, very exigent with that. And we never had any accident.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really, really take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything happen.
Where did you start with the circus? I mean, it's like a kind of, it's dangerous, as you said, especially the aerial work, the hanging and swinging and so forth. Where that comes from? You were working in the circus before?
Or? It's very strange, my life, actually, because I start with the theater when
mm-hmm.
I was 20 years old. Donc I was attracted by the art, by everything with an expression of somehow, if we are in certain connection, an expression of the divine
mm-hmm.
by any art. This is my believing in that. Donc this was my first step, the theater. And after a few years, I realized that I needed more humanity, more contact with the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to go more in the street, theater street, and circus came.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that's how I went into this mm-hmm. way, but into this path, but I didn't plan that before.
Mm-hmm.
I never imagined that I would be even doing circus
mm-hmm.
now and teaching mm-hmm. to the children. That's
mm-hmm.
really, life is so interesting how sometimes it brings you in different path that you fold.
Yeah.
And I first was really, the connection was with the fire.
Mm-hmm. Fire juggling.
Fire juggling, but it was not really fire juggling, it was fire dancing, mixing with martial art, and doing it more in a, for me, it was more like in a sacred way.
Mm-hmm.
When I was working inside a mandala, doing some mantra to clean the place. It's something like a ceremony for
mm-hmm.
me when I was working with the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Donc I did that for 15 years. And when I came in Oroville in 1998, the children enjoy when I was performing in Oroville, and they asked me to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this is how I start to be teacher.
98.
That's when I came in Auroville.
Exactly for 20 years ago.
Exactly. Mm. And some students start, they were 8, 9 years old, and we start to create a performance. The first one was in 2000 in Auroville. And we go on, we were going on like this. From 2000 to 2005 also, I went to work with a professional circus company. Mm-hmm. And we were going all around the world. I was doing that for 5 months per year and 7 months in Auroville. Voilà. Mm-hmm. I was doing that for 5 years. Mm-hmm. This was really, for me, a school. I learned so much by working with a professional company. I progressed a lot also. Donc, all this, I was going back to Auroville and sharing with my student and continue this project here also. And after that, I make some children, family. Donc, I had to make a break. I tried to continue, but my belly was disturbing me when I was walking. Look, I had to stop for a few years, physically, but not completely also, but a bit. And in 2011, I was really asking Auroville to build a place, a circus place, that mm-hmm. the children, that I can receive the children, and we can also have more possibility, mm-hmm. more support in the circus than what I had. Before, I was going to the school on the bike with all my material. It was a bit, it was not easy for me and for the children. Donc, in 2011, I asked again Auroville after all this year that I was asking already, but they didn't really listen my call, my request. Donc, I decided to do myself something with my energy, with the energy of my friend, who some helped me even financially, also psychologically, because I needed, it was really support. And I make a place in the community where I live, Miracle.
A miracle.
That's how I start. We start really small, not too much high, 6.5 meters the roof. Mm-hmm. Donc, it was a bit, but it was the seed. We plant the seeds, and now
it's
we
growing.
Can see that it's growing beautifully. Mm-hmm. It becomes a beautiful tree, and we have beautiful flower on this tree. Mm-hmm. And for me, the flower, it's all the children who are there, who enjoy. Who are...
I think now you have already children of the children you worked with 20 years ago, no?
Oui.
I think so.
It's completely. Like
I start to have the... Is coming up,
exactly.
Nice.
And also the about the... Donc, the fire. I let a bit, a few years ago, the fire when I start to open the circus because I didn't have enough energy and time to give to... Donc, Orevan, who was one of my students, she started when she was 9 years old. I told her that now she can teach. She can become also the... She can share now.
She can
all
pass
what,
the knowledge.
Voilà, pass the knowledge. Mm-hmm. And she started like that, and the fire continued to,
so
to live in
now
a movie.
They're also really...
Yes.
Successful, so to speak,
yeah. And in 2012, when I started the circus, the place, donc in my garden, I don't know what happened, but I wanted to change element, to go more in the air. I was working with the fire for more than 15 years, and the air element was calling me. Mm. But I never did anything aerial before in my life. Mm. Donc I started to have a friend who was coming from England. I said, bring me one silk, bring me one rope. I want to learn that. I want to learn and I want to teach that. Mm. Because I felt all what was behind also this work. Just not to make a beautiful acrobatic in the air. That's not the thing. What is behind? How you manage? You need to develop the strength, the flexibility, but also the trust. You need to let go your fears. You need to surrender. So many things. Even the thing that is not... The thing that you had in your younger age, the fear that you have to pass through. When you are in the air and doing something dangerous, this came back inside you. And when you do something, you manage to do something, actually it's like a therapy. You heal yourself of some fear that you have before.
Nice. Well, children don't have fears, at least.
They have. Not ev- all.
Not
you see totally different energy also mm-hmm. when the children come in the beginning of the year. They all have different energy. Some they are scared. Some they are fear. Some they are shy. Some they just go. They are not, no fear at all. They climb. Donc this is very interesting also to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is all the new generation in the world and in Auroville mm-hmm. that I received these last 6 years. When they come, they are 5 years old. For me, it's a gift mm. to have this possibility to meet
to work with
all
them.
And to work with them, all the new generation.
They are already new species, no?
New, oui, completely. I feel also they are already, and by doing this work with them, I hope I help, even help them
mm-hmm.
to grow in a different direction than what we did all this last, what speak about Mother and Sri Aurobindo, it's exactly that. And I'm small by what I'm doing, but I try to do something who is going to this direction.
We saw I mean, I've seen some performances, but the last one we've seen on the community level was that one, Seas.
Oui.
The performance for yes. the 50th anniversary. And they, you even built a sphere, especially for your aerial work for the children. Right?
Completely. I like to mix also the element, the earth and the air.
Mm-hmm.
Donc by building this, I give the possibility to have a dancer on the floor, acrobatic on the sphere, and aerial
mm-hmm.
Work in the middle. Donc, this was really, I really create that, and it's out of, what's the name? It's like a molecule. It's the hexagon, pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
This is all what is our cell of the body, pentagon and hexagon.
So the sphere was designed by the copying the molecules of the body?
Oui.
Uh-huh.
We did like that, and it's actually it's like a ball. Enfin.
Like a sphere, yeah?
Ouais.
Now, who made it?
Jean Pougot,
mm-hmm.
from the Matrimondia.
Mm-hmm.
He make super work.
It's really nice work, yeah.
Oui. We can really develop now this sphere, because we use for the birthday, but now I'm still in charge, and my student want to continue to really.
You have that sphere in, miracle?
No, it was complicated for the community.
Uh-huh.
Donc, I'm still waiting for the permission.
Mm.
Take time to put in Crépa. Because okay. I think also Crépa is a good place, artistic place, to receive this support that also other artists can use, even to do some different thing, but can use
it. You can take it apart?
Oui.
And reassemble somewhere else.
Yeah, we okay. didn't do completely. We make half. We share in half with Jean, and move a little few pieces because to transport also you need a big
a truck, mm-hmm.
and it's quite big.
So the sphere is now still in Matrimondia.
Still mm-hmm. in the Matrimondia with Jean Pougot, Jean. Waiting for now the answer. Crépa is okay, but now I'm waiting for the L'Avenir to tell me.
The new school year started 2 months back, anyhow, but you recently announced that you're looking for volunteers?
I'm looking, actually.
Oh, assistants?
Volunteers are also really welcome. But what I felt these last few months, it's that first, I'm alone. I need people who, because more and more children want to have class, and I'm alone. Donc it's mm-hmm. difficult for me.
How many children are you working with?
I have more than 60 per week now.
Ooh, that's a big
that's
number.
A lot. I'm doing 2 to 3 class per day. It's a lot. I'm happy. Hein? It's really, but it's a lot. Donc something came few months ago that I want that this project, I would like that this project continue to be alive when I'm not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We are not eternal. We never know. I don't speak even about age, but you never know what can happen. If in 1 year or 2 years I'm not there, what happened to this project? I want to continue to be alive in Auroville.
So you would like to build a team which will carry you on the work?
Yes, completely.
And you're calling out for the people to be a part of the team?
Voilà. Even a few people, not one person, that I can, who can come to work with me, who can have a private class, that I can teach more technical, more this kind of stuff, to, the person need to know. And I also managed to ask Auroville, and there is a possibility to have maintenance for this person, because I think he will take at least 1 year the formation, and after the person or few person can continue to work.
And the people you would like to work to, they really, they need to have already be trained in those physical aspects of any kind of activities like acrobatics, juggling. They need to have that, or it's also open to maybe a younger soul to join you and
I'm completely open. What I think is important, I know this is strange, but I want somebody who is open heart. Because when we work with children, you need to work with love. To teach them something, you need to be patient and to connect with the heart of the child. Donc this is the, for me, this is the more important. After the technique, all this, if the person is open, we can practice, we can, you see what I mean? It's you can develop that. But to have somebody who is really in the connection with the heart, that's not easy. Even I didn't have any answer of somebody interest. It's also a lot of commitment.
What?
A commitment when you work with children. It's you need really to love what you do. But actually, this is something that I tell to all my students, and you need to do something in your life that you love, because you do with your heart. It's totally different energy when you work with your heart.
So true, and so much different.
Yeah.
Carlo, all the best, and thank you for coming.
Thank you.